to the award-winning team-building exercise Season 3. Yeah, the guys are running out of ideas for lists, so this season is gonna be pretty random. I hope they just don't give up and stop doing them. I think it's a great resource, but what do I know? In this one, the knuckleheads are talking about the Rebs. I don't like the Rebs. They kind of scare me, especially Teratons.
Welcome to the award-winning team-building exercise, Season 3, Episode 9. We're doing the Rebs, the new Rebs, and the Rebs are new. My name's Rob.
Hola, everyone. My name's Jack.
What's up? Coach here.
And we're doing the Rebs, yeah. Them Rebels. So, Jack.
Bells.
Rebels, yes. Jack, please, tell us, do you like the Rebs? Have you picked a team to make of Rebs? Are you going to participate in this team-building exercise?
Have I not ever once participated in team-building exercise?
Wow.
You've never missed one, but you've done a bunch in the protest.
That is true. Unlike in Star Wars, where the Rebs are certainly the villains of the movies, I do think that it's worth taking a gander at the troops. So let's dive right in. If you'll indulge me, my Rebs strike team, I started with the leader, the Indish Infiltrator Commander.
Jack, how are you?
Damn your inevitable appearance in mid-sentence. I never saw it coming.
Well, that's my specialty.
What's crack-a-lackin'?
I'm actually doing pretty terrible. I have a list of how terrible I am. So,
you got a lot of sheets there.
Yeah, okay, so first thing, I'm sick. I don't feel well at all.
Sorry to hear that.
just can I stop you just for one second?
Okay.
Can we do this in like a top 10 list a la David Letterman? I request that someone else also play the part as Paul Schaefer.
It's more of a top 5.
Okay.
There's only five. I don't want to bore you guys because there's about 15 and a half more, but you know.
And a half. Okay.
Don't worry about it. But I'm only gonna bore you with five. So like I said, I'm sick. Boomer actually threw up in my underwear drawer.
So not much difference in smell then.
Hate when that happens.
Yeah. That might be why I'm sick. That might be why I had the infection. Anyway, another thing. I'm actually kind of scared. You know, we want to get on Spotify, but we don't want to do what you did, Rob.
No dedication. That's what I say.
Speaking of going into the underwear drawer.
Oh,
that's right.
Whoa, Jack! Come on.
I was playing the part of Paul Schaefer. I remember I said it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Ho-ho.
Another thing, I don't appreciate that Rob cursed, and he did not censor out the curse word.
I don't remember which curse word it was. It probably wasn't bad enough for me to consider it a curse word.
I think it was pretty bad. It had to do with Spotify.
I was going to edit that, but I thought it would lose the joke if everybody didn't understand what I said.
Well, we understood perfectly, Rob.
Yeah.
Another thing. Hold on.
What page is it on?
64.
Okay.
You were messing up Coach's name.
No.
Coach? Coach wasn't on the show.
No, you were messing up Coach's name in Dead Zone, the podcast. What is it, 92.0? The new year?
But Coach wasn't on the show. How did I mess up his name? Did we mention
him? You messed up his name. Yes, you did.
I don't. If we did, we apologize, but
I think your poor attempt of a joke, you were messing up the name It was a bonsoir, a
You were talking about his nameless. And you mentioned, you said he was Coach.
Oh, Coach. Yeah, good old friend Coach. No. Coach wasn't on the show. Coach was.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were talking about that other person's name I screwed up at the very beginning.
Oh, well, we don't
care.
We don't talk about it.
Well, that list is comedy gold. Was that from Sheboygan, Ohio, from the head office?
Jack, the sad thing is nobody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm honestly lost.
I think that show was off the year before Born.
Yeah.
But I don't know how old Georgie is. See, that's
Georgie's an alien. He probably, maybe they actually, don't they get the TV signals a lot later than everybody else?
I'm actually 3 months old. Fun fact. I look very good for my age.
Three months, but timey-wimey, I don't understand.
Well, you know, 3 months is very old.
Well, it matters how long a month is on your planet, I guess.
Well, 1 month is like 38 years in our Earth years.
That makes sense.
There you go.
So, you put the math together, I look pretty good for my age.
Yep. That's what a goblin year is 38. No, that's, well, geez, there's too much math involved because that's 3 months is 38 years. I'm so confused. Or 1 month, 38 years. But then we got to, divided by 12? That we're trying to get the goblin years. I can't do it.
All right. Well, my head hurts. And like I said, I'm already sick. So, I guess I'm going to leave.
You know what we need? Jack, you know what we need? You should do this for Jack. We need a good, like, sachet, like an old sachet out of here Excelsior. That's what we need.
I don't know. I don't know if I'll be able to Excelsior.
And here he goes. Hold on. Yes, he missed the garbage can this time.
It was a little nasally. He's a little head cold, but it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jack, and you know, we can't do it because Jack would be upset.
Yeah,
you gotta lean into the branding, and that's his thing. Like you have to fight through the sickness to get a good Excelsior.
Well, listen, I mean, all jokes aside, he is a showman. Georgie is, he's the pinnacle of showmanship. That's, you know, where we all attain to be at.
Agreed.
Oh, am I supposed to agree? No.
Oh.
Well,
I miss Boomer.
I'm glad he's gone.
Yeah, in a few weeks when he's listening to this, a pen will hit paper and the list will be 16 and a half.
I don't think he critiques us. I think he critiques the regular deads on the podcast, not the team building, the award-winning team building exercise.
I just appreciate that he listens.
So at least somebody's listening.
That's right.
That's all that really counts.
Our goblin demographic is strong. Yeah.
You got two for two.
Yeah, I would hope so.
If all our goblin fans would smash that like button and ding that dong and, you know, click notifications, maybe even do that thing, swipe left, then, you know.
Then you'll get some goblin dates? What are you trying to do, Jack?
I just hate the fact that you don't have commercials anymore and you can't have the boomer commercial.
Well, the boomer commercial's on this one, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. You don't listen to your own show. We should put it in there. We do have Deads on the Podcast. We do have those interstitials with people do say it. We'd like to have more.
So interstitials?
Yep.
Is that what it's called, really?
Yep. And if anybody wants to record a bumper for us, send it our way. deadzonepodcast@gmail.com.
No, see, now you're done.
Send a bumper. We'll put it in there. We've had other people. Kevin Riddle gave us one because we mispronounced his name enough. But and even Coach has one in there.
In the envelope here, I have some bumpers, some commercials, and some goblins. It is things that will be on the next show. Heyo!
Now you've gone from David Letterman to Johnny Carson. You're going back in time. Pretty soon it'll be
Uncle Milty.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyone got a glass coffee table?
Welcome to the show.
Really big shoe. Please, Coach, tell us what a Yindish Infiltrator Commander splat ability is.
Oh, we're up to that? All right. So
he had that. We'll get that far.
Yeah.
I don't know why I chose him or anything.
We'll get back to that. We'll just explain his ability.
It's hard because all I hear when he's talking, so it's hard to discern what the hell's going on. So he has hide in the shadows. The active model slinks into hiding. For the rest of the round, this model cannot be targeted by shoot actions and cannot have line of sight drawn to it. The model is still affected by abilities that target every model in the cube, such as frag, indirected, burns, or blast, and can still be the target of fight action. So basically, he's invisible, and that's really cool.
There you go. So Jack, why did you choose the Yindish Infiltrator Commander?
Well, normally I don't base my picks solely on the splat. I think that's kind of a bad way to go about it, but I think all the way around, pretty decent. Shoots 5+, fights 4+, survive 5+. Hopefully, you don't need to get into the thick of it like that. But he's got the scout. He's got the agile. I think he's got a lot of pros, and I don't know if I like so much the other leaders. So for 20 points and 2 victory points, I think he's a solid pick. I might be the only one to take him, but I like him.
I really thought you guys, I thought especially you, Jack, was going to go for the cell leader. Because of Jack of all trades.
Oh, I see what you did there.
See what I did there? But honestly, I thought you were going to go for the cell leader.
I did not. But for my troops, I have 2 Rebel Sorax.
Yeah, I figured that, though.
after thinking about it, when I noticed the range of the blaster, I don't know if the blaster's always been a range 4 weapon, but...
Yeah, it has.
Afterwards, I was like, I try and avoid having too many people with short range. I'll go with a flamer or something like that, but 4 is not bad, half the board. So I got 2 of those, 10 points. Not bad. I'll pay the extra 3 points on top of the Rebel Trooper for a blaster. Doesn't do any damage, but it can mess you up. After that, I have 2 Rebel Troopers, the Obi-Wan Kenobis, if you will, or now any of the models you want.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I have also Sphere.
Yep.
And you heard me. I said Saphir.
Sphere.
Yeah, well, depends on what part of country you're from.
Yeah, it's the accent. Or with Star Saga, we got so many Rin models, we can make Rebel Troopers out of Rins now. And more Spheres, too, actually. Those Star Saga, you got a lot.
I only got 1.
I think we ended up with, well, there's special characters. I think there's 2 special character Rins, plus I think there was 3 in the Reb sets. Or 1, because we had 3 different, like 3 sets of Rebs. Okay. And 1 each. So yeah, I think we got 5 more Rin now. So we got maybe 6 now total, 7 maybe. So you got a lot of Rin running around. Plus, so once again, like I said, the Sphere, we got another 3-4 more of those guys.
Right.
And amazingly, there's no Yindish, I don't think, in that Star Saga. So we got the crazy Sorax, the flipping sword spawn Sorax. But yeah. But Reb Troopers, I think I'm going to field just all Rin. Rin Red Troopers. Rin Red Troopers.
Yeah.
Cool. Back to Jack. Jack, what else you got going on?
Back to me, yes. So to round it out of my 6 troops, I have 2 Yindish. And I like them. They've got the Agile, which is a bit of a contentious there can be debate about the state of Agile right now. I think we've mentioned it before. Scout. Now, I don't know. It would be case sensitive how I'd use Scout if I use Scout. But honestly, the troops for the Rebels are all pretty basic, decent troops, and the price is right. So I seem to have shotgunned all over the place. But I think... honestly, with the Yindish, you take them for a specific thing, the Sorax for a specific thing, the Troopers for a specific thing. I know some people lean real heavy into one or the other. I think I've just taken a nice a charcuterie of troops.
Nice use of the word charcuterie.
Yeah.
Oh, why, thank you.
Was that on your daily calendar? Use charcuterie for today.
No, that was actually excommunication.
Okay.
Ew.
All right, we'll try to work that in.
He's already used it.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Don't ask what he was doing earlier today.
the Vatican, the Papal Office already has received the letter, and the police are probably on the way now.
So, specialists.
Specialists. Okay. I started with the Rebel Sniper.
Ooh.
And that is, I the sniper rifle for the Rebs, again, that used to be pretty contentious too. There's been some corrections, but, you know what? Shooting on fours with the sniper rifle, it's got the sniper scope. It's a decent troop, and I suspect we'll be seeing at least one of those in Rob's list, if not two. Then after that, I took two Rebel Sorak sword spawns.
What?
Is it because of the new model? Because they're breakdancing?
Despite the new model.
the one when he's attacking with his winky?
Yeah, that's right.
Why did they do that? Why didn't they put it like behind him? It's like his little his pish is sticking out.
It's bad. It's an odd sculpt. I'll give it that.
I think Rob and I discussed this once that if you got the new model, one of them, you'd go, oh, that's crazy guy. You name him. You put him on the board. Everyone has a good chuckle when he does something funny. And oh no, he got shot. Oh, ha ha. And then all the rest of them looked good. When they all look crazy like that, it's not.
Well, I've already cut and moved my one of those ones I have to not be in that position.
Oh, move the tail? Yeah.
No, I moved his whole body. He's actually down kind of on haunches with his sword's kind of behind him a bit, like he's running forward. Because, yeah, it's a crazy – no matter what, he's hanging out all over the place. That's all that's happening.
It's a boba.
It went from – the sublime model to the ridiculous. If you can get a hold of that old Swordspawn model, oh, it's a delight.
Yeah. I like, you know what? I mean, I know the new scope, but the old scope was pretty cool.
Yeah, he's pretty compact. He has weapons in front of him.
It was metal, right? You guys have that one.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have that one. That one I like a lot.
He looks like someone who's actually in a combat situation with his arms readied to engage rather than, a three-ring circus where, a clown will be in the background pushing a pie in someone's face and acrobats and a...
He does kind of look... Yeah, go ahead.
No, he kind of looks like he's breakdancing.
Yeah, I was going to say he's breakdancing and it looks like he's juggling with his swords. So I think a clown is a appropriate thing for this guy.
So more of a... Maybe more of a Cirque du Soleil situation where they're playing some Axel F and, some acrobatic floor routine.
So why did you take him?
Oh, okay. Taskmaster makes a return, triumphant mid-season return.
I think I was just more bored.
I think it's like rock, like Jack is running somewhere and then a pole just pops up and he runs into it.
I just get to my feet a little dazed. Excuse me, sir. I just keep moving. Ooh. Also, comedy pit traps aside, I took the Sorak Swords Buns. They're two VPs, but only 18 points.
18? They're only 13 points.
Yeah, 13, 13 and 1.
So they've got the Ceremonial Blades, AP1. They've got... fight on five, not great, but I think they, with the frenzy and the, I think they could bring a little hand to hand that the Rebs don't necessarily have, in abundance.
Well, Jack, they got the combat blades and with, they have Frenzy 1 and the blade is Frenzy 1, so you're rocking Frenzy 2.
No, oh yeah, combat blades, yeah.
Yes.
You're right.
Because they have the innate ability and then the combat blades, which, I know, you know, we got called to task last time with the Strata taking two blades. We were talking about that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he has Frenzy 1 as an ability, and the combat blade grants him Frenzy 1, so that's Frenzy 2. That's where it stacks.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we were able to, A, do a retraction, but also, B,
And where are you getting your information, Jack? Because I think you're going to be low on points again now, since you thought they were 18 points.
I think Jack, you read the Saphir Lancer, because he's 18 and 2. The short one's only 13 and 1.
Yeah, you think so, but
but you'd be wrong.
you'd be wrong. Yeah. Battle Scribe. Let's just continue. Like, hey, Rob, let's just edit that out. Okay, let's just keep going.
Well, yeah. When we get to the end, when you have 190 points in your army, we'll have to try to explain it. But okay.
No, it's very simple, and I will take 5 ammos. That's all, Jack. Very simple.
No, it is take another Rebel Sorak. Anyways, keep going.
Or another four Reb snipers. Heyo, first season.
It's almost as this episode is being recorded after our live Dead Zone television. In which I address the fact that things change daily and that no one can keep track of the points of costs of anything and nothing's up to date, and it's extremely difficult to make a list now. And it's funny that it just happened right now.
Well, it seems like you're relying on, Battlescribe, which in the book it's 13 and 1 in, it's not that it's changed, that it's, I think, Battlescribe.
Not today.
It up.
Those
bastards. I wish we knew who was doing Battlescribe so we could accuse them of screwing Jack's list up on purpose.
Well, you know what I do is when I do the Battlescribe, I have the book with me.
You just have to check every single thing.
Yeah, I don't check because, you know, I'd hate to be back into a corner again.
I do it manually now. I don't rely on any of those things because it's screwed Jack so many times now. That hold on, gunshot.
Jack, I'm looking at Battlescribe. Rebel Sorak Swordsborn, 13 points, 1 VP. But I think you were looking at another entry.
No, he sent me the Battlescribe file, and I copied it onto the Excel here, and that it was 18 and 2.
Okay, so maybe you guys should update. You know, when it says check for new data, press yes.
Yeah, I think that's – well, even then, why would it be wrong like that? But it doesn't matter. It's Battlescribe was wrong for Jack, and that's not surprising.
Points in a row.
Yeah, you're just making sure that we don't make fun of Coach about the Rebel Snipers anymore because we have a new target.
But you know what, though? It's really – why would Battlescribe have that? Because the Rebels the Swordsborn is only in Outbreak. He wasn't in the original.
Yeah. It must be – like you said, when he was copying stuff, he might have copied the wrong – put Sphere Lancer information. Oh, that's – Jack might not update it either. That's right.
No, I'm saying, but mine is correct. It was – but it was never 18 and 2.
Yeah, but when Ben was putting the information into Battlescribe, he might have put the wrong information and then later fixed it, but Jack hasn't updated his Battlescribe.
Correct. Yeah, because mine is
– I update it every time it says you want to update.
Well, then it's a mystery. Let us just continue on and chalk it up to a Fordian event.
Yeah, when we get this out airing and it's edited down, no one will ever know. So,
I'm just going to repeat the part where you said I have a Rebel Sorak, or I'm going to do a Mr. Black and say 3 Rebel Soraks.
Okay, well. Once the accounting's done, we see how many points I have left over. I know what I would get by doing the math in my head, what I would replace it with. But let us continue.
Sure.
So next I have the Rebel Terraton.
Yes.
Here we go.
Terrence Terraton, who is victory points, and comes out a whopping
points. He's 3 victory points and 30, right? 3 and 30? Is
that the Rebel Terraton or the Shock Trooper?
Regular one, right?
Okay.
Yeah, with the ceremonial blades, and the flamer and the grenade.
Yeah, he's got a lot of one-use weapons and then some knives.
You know, I gotta tell you, make sure when you take your Territon, make sure you shoot your stuff, because a lot of people forget to do that. And the grenade launcher and the hand flamer are actually really good. You know, you gotta get close, but they are really good weapons, man.
And if anybody's gonna get close, it's gonna be a Territon, because you can teleport up.
Absolutely.
That's one time I would never complain about a flamer on those guys, because they're gonna get close.
Yeah.
I think the problem is they're so good. They're such a big hammer that when you see the enemy there, and instead of going into the toolbox and seeing what else you got, you just bring the hammer down.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Territons are just, they're scary. They're bullet magnets. You know, they really are.
Oh,
yeah. But then again,
he's that teleport and keep them safe until they're in striking range.
Range. Keep hiding them.
You know what, though? 5-up save with a armor 1 and tough. You're they're pretty survivable, but you know what's the worst is every time I've taken a Territon, they always seem to like so much fire that even armor and tough, they still go down.
Well, it's because like you say, they're scary. You're gonna target those guys for sure.
Yeah,
they got a big target on their back, on their shell.
You gotta throw a bucket of dice at them. That's to get to that, you know.
Yeah, that's when they're using all your tag or all your snipers and everything. It's gonna be firing at this guy.
Yeah, all the good stuff is shooting at them.
Yeah.
You have to, because with the size 3, the armor 1, and they survive 5+, it takes a concentration to get rid of them. You don't want them getting in behind into your, heaven forbid, into like some snipers or something that's a little squishier.
Right.
And then, you know, a size 3 that moves with a move dice, four cubes is just ridiculous.
Yeah. Scary.
Yes. And next I have a Rin Nomad. With the twin knives, twin pistols, they come pretty stock with a little bit of a treat. Yeah. But what's Rob laughing at?
That wasn't me.
I'm sorry, I coughed.
Oh.
Jack's on edge now. He thinks everything
No, because I did blow past the cost, and I thought I was going to get called out on that, and then
we just accept the costs now.
Yes, so they're decent. They shoot on 4s, fight on 5s. They've got armor, which is a nice change for the Rebs, and their knives have frenzy, and their pistols have weight of fire. Like they're a little more expensive, 2 VPs, but. You know what? I think that's a solid mid-level specialist.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't know how you guys modeled him up. I love the one that, like, the picture in the book. He's got like that, almost like a cowl with the gas mask on and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love that model.
Yeah. The one in the book is funny though. It shows him with a rifle instead of the two knives and the pistols.
Yeah, the sniper rifle, but yeah.
That's an expensive option to give a sniper rifle to these guys, but.
Oh yeah. Well, I think the Rin Nomad in this is actually the picture of the Merc.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he comes standard with the rifle, so
yep.
That's why. But still, either way you chalk it up, he's awesome.
And he's got four arms.
Four arms. Can't go wrong with that.
And the thing is, I have the Outbreak book right here. All I have to do is go online, find the latest FAQs, compile them, and then. I should have come prepared. I know I'm doing the show. Usually I double check. I should have just done that. That's on me.
You still have one more person in your army, don't you?
Yes. Yes. There's no sympathy coming from from the outer field there. He's going to let me wallow in my shame. And last but not least, the Sphere Lancer with a Defender Shield. So he's got the Magma Lance and the Defender Shield in a 1-2 punch of offense and defense. And I gave him the Defender Shield because he's a size 1. And hopefully he can bring a couple of people up with him. While the Territon's collecting all the fire, he and a couple friends can scamper up I think the Sri Lancer was much beloved when they came out, and for good reason. And I think you'd be hard pressed to not at least have one when you, with the Magma Cannon. It's got the AP2. They shoot on 4+. Like they're really decent. So
they're really balanced too, because you think about it, they got a really good gun, but it's a range 5. So you're right off the bat, you got to position yourself. You can't start the game where you're at and shoot. You gotta move. You have to be, you know, you gotta be within range, and that's not going to happen sitting in the back 7 cubes back, you know? So, you know, right. they're great, man.
So Jack, that brings you up to 190 points. So, what else you got going on?
190 points. It's not possible. I've got my list right here.
Rob, I think you're wrong, because he chose 3 Sorax. The Rebel Sorax with the Esther.
That's right. He did choose 3 Sorax, didn't you, Jack?
Hey, everybody. I chose 3 Sorax. Look at me.
There you go. 200 on the dot.
Yeah, that's good. Perfect, Jack.
Every week, 200 points. I don't know how you do it. I always come short, but I don't know, Jack.
You know what? You're trying to hurt, but I get so little in the way of compliments.
You'll take it.
I'm taking it. I'll bask in this. Like even tongue in cheek. Even when you're trying to slag me, I will just say yes,
Jack. Now Rob will attest for this. I always compliment you constantly.
That is true.
The wordsmith, the talent of the show. Let's not start. Don't get me riled up now.
He's not feeling well. He gets angry when he's not feeling well.
Yeah.
Okay.
You wouldn't like me. You wouldn't like me when I blow my nose.
Yeah. So that's Jack's list. We'll come back with my list, and we'll see if we have very similar lists. Maybe we do, but maybe we don't.
Enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood Blake Lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by 2 pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. With that gunfire, damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
And that was great, Jack's 200-point list. So we are back. Let's see what Rob has. So Rob, I don't know if you guys know this. One of Rob's favorites is the Rebs from version 1. He was an enforcer guy, hates the enforcers now, but likes the Rebs. So let's see what happens. What do you got, Rob?
I went for a little bit of the new stuff. Like Coach said, he'd be surprised if one of us didn't take a Rebel Cell Leader. I indeed took the Rebel Cell Leader. And please, Coach, tell us, what is this Splat do?
Which Rebel?
Well, the Splat's all the same for everybody.
Well, the Splat.
I'll talk about the other thing later.
Well, no, but you got to tell us which Rebel Cell Leader.
No, I'm leaving everybody in suspense.
Oh, okay, fine. Jack of all trades, spend an Army Special Result to allow the active model to switch their shoot, fight, or survive stat for a test. The stat value of blank may not be swapped. So if you have, you know, some guy that doesn't shoot, you can't swap it. Yeah. So essentially, if you're going to shoot somebody and you have a 4-up save and a 6-up shoot, you can switch them around or vice versa. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, with the Rebs, it's not as good as if it was on the Plague or someone who have a lot of 3-pluses or a lot of 4-pluses. The Rebs are actually pretty much 4, 5s, and 6s. Right. So you're not gaining too much from that. It's not overpowered, but it's a little useful. I'm sure, yeah, you get shot at. You can switch your 6 for a 4, hopefully, with some of these guys.
Right.
And I took the Rin. Once again, I'm on a Rin kick because we did get so many. So I went with the Rin Rebel Cell Leader. So Rin's gained one armor. Just give him the extra armor, which is all right. Give a little armor on there. Their attack 1, recon 5 plus, not very good that way, but they are the one of the cheaper options. I guess the infiltrators are the same price, but
yeah.
Infiltrators probably, I think, probably better overall, but I did want to try out one of these different ones. They should be a little bit cheaper, but because they only have a rifle. Not much going on with the cell leader. But I guess I think Hide and Shadows is a lot more powerful than Jack of All Trades, and they're the same price, so... Anyways.
A leader for 20 points and 2 VPs is...
That's what I'm saying. Then the infiltrator should be more expensive. One of the two. I don't think they're equal in price in VPs. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Then for troopers, I went cheap because I needed to... I went a little bit more expensive for my specialists, so I took 6 Reb troopers.
Nice.
Just 7 points. That's why you're taking them. That's really the only reason to take them. They got rapid fire on their rifles, which is all right, but I'm not big on rapid fire. So mostly they're just going to be the fodder to run out and get killed. But, yeah, now we can use, like you said, you can use any model for the Reb Troopers. That's, I'll be switching those out, I'm sure. And then my specialists, this is where it gets more interesting. I took 2 Rebel Grogans with, cause I like them. And I took them with Onslaught Cannons cause it's Weight of Fire 1 and Suppression, which is, Suppression is the better version of Rapid Fire.
Yeah.
And, to make them 24 points, I, gave them both Hollow Sights.
What?
So they're my snipers in my army here. So they get +1 for, their Hollow Sight. Get them up a little bit higher. They get their +2. They have Resilient 1, which is, as Coach says, it's Weight of Health. Or sorry, weight Resilient, Resilient 1. Did I say 2? It's Resilient 1.
Yes.
Weight of Health 1.
Weight of Health 1.
Yeah. Yeah. So they get to reroll their saves, which is good. So I got 2 of those. So then that's, next, I have a Rebel Terraton. He is 35 points in 3 VPs. Can you guess why he's 35 points? Because I went filthy. I gave him a Defender Shield.
Rob, I'm going to have to call you on that, Rob.
Why?
Because, it's just filthy. Go ahead. Go ahead. Because I was thinking the same thing.
I can't do that, right? Yes, yeah, they're unique, yeah.
Well, because it's unique, so.
Yeah.
But you're still within your range of 5.
Yes. I was just thinking, if they weren't unique, if they were rare, I couldn't have done that because they took the Hollow Sights.
You took the Hollow Sights, yeah. But no, you're good. You're good.
And you got to tell it. That's everything that Jack said about the Terraton, but then give him an extra armor, and you got something that's going to be hard to kill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I just actually want to model up a Terraton with a shield because that would be cool.
That'd be cool, yeah.
And then
they kind of have a shield on their back.
That's true. It's kind of shell. Yeah, it's like the ogres for the Nameless.
Right.
They get a shield, but it's on their back. Then to finish up my specialists, I have 3 Sphere Lancers, 18 points, whoa, 2 VPs. It's giving me all that AP2, so I got lots of Sphere Lancers. So that gives me 199 points, 19 VPs, and like Coach says, it's impossible to get 200 unless you're Jack.
Yeah.
I think there should be a 1-point item of some sort just so we could fill in all these lists.
Can't you get a pistol?
I probably could give someone a pistol, but...
Yeah, give somebody a pistol.
Yeah, but wouldn't it replace their already weapon? Oh, pistols don't replace, do they?
Pistols don't replace. It's just...
I could give someone a pistol for no reason.
Yep.
There you go. Actually, give the Terraton a pistol would make sense. It would give him a weapon.
There you go.
That's a good idea.
Only kind I got.
That's genius. I never even thought about that because he doesn't have a shooting weapon.
Yes, he does. He has 2.
No, but they're one use.
Correct.
So obviously, you can get a pistol. He's got something if he's at distance. Just even take a pot shot.
Well, that's not what you said, Rob. You said he didn't have a shooting weapon.
I know.
Yeah, one use shooting weapon.
Well, that's my list. Now it's 200 points. Thank you. And still 19 VPs. So it's a variety with the specialists, but I'm pretty. I don't think I have this many Rins, so I'm going to have to use something else for my Reb Troopers. So, and I have a lot of Sphere Lancers, so we'll have to see. It'll be all Grogans for my Troopers. So, Coach, please tell us, what did you do? What did you do?
All right, so we're going to have to do this, all right? I made 2 lists. I made 1 Uber list and one, not so Uber. So I'm thinking... if you don't mind, I'll go with the not so uber list, and then we'll go to the real.
Yeah, you can have two lists. We always do a bonus list, so
yes, this will be the bonus list.
That works. Yep. So your non uber list. What's your first list?
I will do. Great minds think alike. I'll take the infiltrator commander, which is really just because 20 points and hide in the shadows is great. Yeah. So, you know, I like it a lot. Recon of 5+ is whatever. I know you guys do it, you know, like now that we have agile, we do it just everything has a hatch. You know, we throw a hatch rule.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that's because agile, you can go up it. You know what I mean? So essentially he's moving, you know, he can move two and then one for the agile. It's great.
Yeah. If he's moving up a floor, that works.
Yeah. Or you can move him up somewhere just to hide him, you know, cause this guy's kind of squishy, So, but I like hiding in the shadows because of the way the army works out here. So what I did was, I took, 7 rebel troopers.
Yeah.
Straight off the bat. Yep. 7. And what I did was, you know, just because they're, like you said, they're fodder. And you know what? You can kill them all and you, those 7 rounds of shooting and you'll get a whole 7 VPs out of it. So.
Yeah, they're not even worth killing, really.
Yeah. Well, they are and they aren't. But you know what, though? I've noticed that stuff that shoots on 5s that's not supposed to be good shooting usually does pretty good for itself. You know, like, you know, if you take the Veerman, like the Stalkers and stuff, like they shoot on 7s. Sometimes they kill stuff. It's crazy, but it happens, you know? So with that, moving on to the specialists, I took, 2 Grogans with Onslaught cannons because, like you said, Rob, you need that, suppression, which I really like. And they have weight of health 1, so I like that a lot too. I did take 2 Rebel snipers because, you know, come on. How can you pass that up? And then what I did was, the reason I took the Grobins with the Onslaught is because I took 2 Saphir Lancers, giving you that AP2. And then the, Rebel Territon, because, you know, gotta take a Territon, and I gave him a pistol.
Where'd you get that idea from?
So.
Stealing your ideas.
I know. Jeez, I say it, and all of a sudden he puts it in his list. I see how it is.
If we roll back the tape, who's the one who suggested it?
Well, I'm editing this, so I'm pretty sure
I suggested it because I did it. That's why.
It'll be like, I put in a rebel pistol. Coach, you should do that too. See, I'm just going to edit that in further, earlier in the show.
So that will bring me to what, Rob? That would be.
I haven't done this. Oh, yeah, 200 on the button?
Yeah, because I was at 199 also. So.
Well, your list is it's like a mix between Jack and mine. It's very similar.
Oh, that's the way it goes. I didn't take the cell guy because I thought you guys were going to do it.
And I did.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, I'm saying I thought both of you would. I'm very surprised.
I was actually surprised Jack didn't take it too.
Yeah. Threw me for a loop.
Really?
You know, and then.
I like the hide.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome.
I kind of like that splat and. Other than that, the leaders are kind of similar. I'm surprised that's what you thought I'd be.
We thought you'd like the new hotness. That's usually your MO.
But you know, you think about it, the infiltrator can be just a Yindage cell leader. You know?
Yeah, he's just different.
Yeah,
it's just a new splat.
The splat is pretty good.
Yeah, it's a really good splat.
Yeah, especially like if you got them. You kind of put a unit out there that's like, you know, in an advantageous position, but he's hanging out in the wind. You might want to throw that splat on him, you know, if you get that, you know, if you can roll a splat.
Yeah. If you get lucky enough. Yep.
Yeah.
And what's your second list then?
Oh, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. So what I did was I took the Rebel Commander because she's got the foot up and you know, she's all about it. The only problem is always short. Now, you can use the dice, command dice, to place a new random item face down in the unoccupied cube that is adjacent to the active model. Horrible. This does not count as an action. You guys playing with what if you're not playing with items?
Yeah, exactly. We don't play with items usually, but even so, most people would. It's still terrible. You're hoping you might get a booby trap.
Yeah. Awesome. So, you know, took her, right? And then what I did was I took 12 rebel troopers.
12?
12. 12 rebel troopers. You know, they're fodder, but they're in there because I had to do this, all right? I'm coming up. Well, I took 12 troopers, but I have 11 specialists. Okay. Starting off, I am taking – stop it, Robbie. Don't make me laugh. This is serious. Stop it.
Right. This is serious.
Yeah. Okay, Jack, ready? I'm taking 3 Jude 1 medics. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, you know, because you need that. You need medics because from what I hear, they're awesome. And then we're taking – oh, I'm sorry, Jack. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying with the troopers, they don't have – like, bear with me here.
Go ahead.
They're not very survivable. If they get hit, they're basically dead.
Right.
Well, it matters what else he's taking. Maybe he's taking some other stuff that needs to be healed.
Well, no, but the thing is, Jack brings up a good point, because if they do survive, you got to bring them back. And okay. That's what Jude 1 medic. And if you like something, take 3 of them.
And then, okay, I'm just going to say now when you mention the drones that I'm going to say you can't heal them either. So,
well, you know, you can't heal the drones, obviously. That's why I'm taking 4 of those.
Oh.
Okay. So I've heard that the drones are really good. You know, they they don't have a shooting ability, obviously, because, you know, they're survey drones, and they don't have a fight ability. They are a construct. They have agile, but they do have evade, the new evade rule. So if you shoot at them, they get moved out of the way wherever you want, which is kind of cool. And they're 0 VPs, and they can hold objectives. And I don't know. They don't have a shoot stat, so isn't it if they don't have a shoot stat, they can't pick up items?
No. Is it?
Yep. So
no, that's only if they're beast, right?
Oh, well, beast, yeah, but they don't have a shoot. Well,
they can't shoot anything. They can't use grenades or anything.
Yeah.
So but
you can't use it.
But if they're holding an objective and you shoot them and they evade, don't they move off that objective?
Correct. why you gotta make sense, Rob?
And why don't they hover?
What do you mean?
They should have the hover ability.
The fly.
Or fly or hover, one of the two.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
But they're great. But
they move 2-3, though.
Yes, they do.
And that's pretty good for a troop. Like, this is...
No, he's a specialist, Jack. Jack.
Oh, what?
Specialist.
Oh, Battle Scribe, you...
Dead giveaway.
Me again.
Oh,
if they were troops, they'd be worth it, because that's a good troop tax to have 0 VPs, and who cares if they don't do anything.
Right. Well, that's why I took 12 troopers, so... But then the real crux of it, I mean, the real juicy center of it, of this list, comes at the end here. Or I'm taking 4 Z scavengers.
Okay. I can almost guess.
Yeah. 4
0 scavengers. VPs again. Your VPs are going to be very low in this army.
Well, that's it. Keep shooting, but not going to kill them. And here's the thing. You can keep shooting them, but I'm going to heal them with my 3 Jude 1 medics. And then,
why aren't Z's should be vulnerable since they're so small.
Well, maybe they're not vulnerable because you can't see them.
But if you can actually pick them off.
Yeah, we have established that they are the tasty nougat center of any list that you would build. The thing is, if you have the items, you can move the items forward. Like of all the lists, I'm going to sound crazy right now, but of all the things on that list, having Z's, not the craziest.
Well, they're only 6 points and 0 VPs. Once again, if they were troops, they'd be, I think, an auto add. You'd have Z's everywhere.
Yeah,
but
no, I don't know about that.
The combination of that leader, if you were desperate to do like a,
I guess you resource. Do. Yeah, you'd be do really well on that one mission where you have to grab items.
Right, like if you get the mission pack and you've got a rebel army and you're like, okay, now here's their time to shine. Like of all the troops on there, they're the one that I could see.
And actually, people say that for campaigns, like if you're playing official, like in the book, the Z's are great because you start grabbing all the items so you can keep them for other games and stuff. So I guess they're actually useful in that way. But
well, you know what? With the you guys are just glossing over the 776 stat.
Yes, that's true.
Just went right over that. So But that's why I took four of them.
Well, you should have taken the other leader, so then you could have switched their stats around, so they have a six or a fight or shoot at. You can switch them around.
There you go. But then I wouldn't be able to give my ammo to the leader, my rebel leader.
Oh, you had ammo left at the end?
Yeah, I had two left. Yeah, so even with that, I had two left. So, but this is a nasty list, right, Jack? I mean, powerful.
Oh, you talked to me. I was just updating my battle scribe.
Oh, okay. But that's it. 200 on the dot.
I almost think it's you're trying to have a political statement with this list.
Yeah, you could say that.
Are you saying this is a taking the piss list?
No. I heard that this stuff is good, so I'd like to try this. I mean, if we had some engineers, I'd put them in too, but we don't.
They don't have engineers, do they?
There you go.
That's weird.
See, I know the cunning secret, Coach. I know why you made the secondary list the way you did. Okay. So now when we discuss the things we didn't take, we can just gloss over.
Yeah, we can't talk about those things now.
You've shortened the show down considerably. Make room for some banter.
Yeah, but it doesn't count for the bonus list, so we can talk about the hate.
No.
Oh, that doesn't work.
It doesn't work. But that's it.
That is it indeed. Well, after that, I think we all need to cleanse ourselves with a commercial break.
I love commercials.
Hey, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Hey, oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey, Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamer 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh, cool. I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamer 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So, Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie List, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the award-winning Team Building Exercise, and you've been listening to us discuss the Rebs. Now, as is customary, we're going to do a little something that we like to call the hate. We're going to see what we didn't take, and we're going to discuss why. So, Rob, what's first on our list of misfit toys?
Well, since Coach said that second list he did didn't count towards the not talking about in the hate, the first thing we didn't take was Rebel Commander. 28 points, 3 VPs, that always short ability, like Coach explained, I think is terrible. But she has Recon 4+ with TAC 2, which is really good. She shoots on threes with a long rifle. Not quite a sniper rifle, but still pretty good. And, yeah, she's alright. She's still pretty cheap for a leader. Like, she's not bad. Like, if you were going for needed tactician and recon, you relied on those, she'd be the one to take, I think.
She's decent despite her splat, which isn't unique, but certainly on the rare side.
Yeah. We also didn't take other rebel style leaders. We have the humans who gain logistics, which logistics is another thing with items, which is terrible. Sphere is, I almost took Sphere. It was between Rin and Sphere for me. You change the fight to 6+ and gain the meta Magna Lance. And the Craw is actually pretty good too, except for the Craw, it's all about, you move your shoot to 5+, fight to 4+, survive to 6+, and gain glide and scout. So it's about moving your leader up, but there's no reason to move a leader up, so I wouldn't want to use that. I think the Craw one is kind of anti-intuitive towards trying to keep your leader alive. But the Sphere one's good if you're, it was really between Sphere and Rin for me, and I just went with the Rin because I like the look of them. So, what do you guys think?
I agree.
Oh, damn. I was too thorough in my description of it all.
Very, very succinct. Well done. It was like a properly sized documentary on the shortcomings of the Craw.
That's true. We took all the troops because of Jack. Jack filled up the troop allotment. So the first specialist we didn't take was Judd 1 Medic. Everybody knows our feeling about medics. They're non-combatant, especially with the Judd 1-1, so you can't fight. Like, it's even worse than a regular medic.
Yeah.
Energy shield 3, it's probably not going to die, but what's the point?
Well, but, yeah, but then it's like, but you 6 survive.
Yeah.
And so it's like a 6 survive, and then another 6 survives on, yeah. You know.
You got double the chance to survive on 6s, which isn't great. Yeah. You're probably going to really combine him. The only reason to keep a medic would be to combine him with the weapon team, I would assume. Yeah. Keep them up to snuff, but that's a lot of points just to have a weapons team running around.
And maybe give him a defender shield. He's not doing anything else, so maybe
that's true.
Make him like a
support creature, I guess so.
A support for your weapons that
running around just trying to protect people and then heal them if they do get damaged.
Yeah, but that's an expensive model.
Once again, yeah, you're 15 points. I'd rather have probably 2 rep troopers. We didn't take the Craw Warrior. Craws are good, but it has a blast weapon. Blast isn't great. Gliding Scout's good, though, but you're getting a guy up close.
Dare you.
That's well, fine to have your troopers to have blast, but to have a specialist...
How dare you? I took 3 Sorax for blast, I'll have you know.
Which is good to get people moving around. That's the same reason to take rapid fire and things like that, but a Craw, moving them up real close? Yeah. It fights on 4s, which is good. What do you guys think?
He's okay. I mean, it's only 10 points, but then again, it takes a specialist slot.
Yeah. It's all about that troop tax.
Yeah.
You have to – if you can't justify the troop tax right off the hop, then it becomes real iffy if you want them at all. Never mind if you have a plan or it makes it really difficult to say, yes, I'm going to take that. That's when it's in a specialist slot. No, I can't. The Craw's not for me.
Yeah.
I love the model.
Yeah, the model's cool. Very cool. We didn't take a Reb specialist. You can give them flamethrowers, wrist blasters, regular blasters, grenade launchers. I think that's it. Or can they take weapons too?
Incinerator.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah. So you have other things to fill that spot. You really don't need to soup up a specialist to do it. Unless you really like flamethrowers, I guess.
Yeah. But then again, you know, he's only 7 points, so you could always stick by sticking a weapon on him, you know, like to have a specialist for 7 points plus, it's cost effective.
Yeah, it'd be 11 points if you gave him the flamethrower.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Yeah, if you really like it's range 2, it's flamethrower, but if you really, really like fire, you're a pyromaniac, that would be the way to go, I guess. It is modeled up as the devil from Star Saga, so I think that's what they expect you to do, throw a flamethrower on this guy.
Yeah.
Next, we did not take the weapon team. Weapon teams are good, but why didn't we take this one?
Oh.
Jack, do you have any reason why you didn't like them?
I don't know, babe. Maybe because the Rebs have always been kind of like a loosey-goosey, like a... I've always had a certain expectation for my Rebs to be kind of like a fluid in motion always with the Yindage and stuff. And I just didn't – I don't think the weapon team fits that, but maybe that's just me.
They can have a missile launcher, which we all know missile launchers are only good against heavily armored things like Striders. And right. It's heavy. Both the items they have are heavy. And the other one's a mortar, which would make them at 23 points, range 8, indirect 4, which is nice. That'd be worth it, I guess, if you just...
The only thing I like the mortar. That's about it. But mortars are hit or miss in general.
Just literally.
If you take them with the GCPS or you take them with the Plague or even the Asterians.
Yeah.
You know, they either do really good work or they miss.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no middle ground with those guys.
Good thing is it's range 8, so you can hit them in the deployment zone when everybody's grouped up. So you're probably going to spread some guys around a bit.
Never got to move.
Yeah.
But, you know, you gotta hit them most likely, I mean, 90% of the time, you're going to have to hit them with the indirect, and it's going to be out of line of sight. So you're going to have to get 2 fives.
Yeah, what's their shoot stat?
Those 5. Guys?
Yeah.
I guess if I was going to take a weapons team with the mortar, I'd have to take the leader with the low, or with the high tactician and the high recon, hope to get the you know, the shoot dice and be able to move first. You'd have to be able to try and get like that first strike in and be guaranteed you would get it because.
But indirect four is really nice. That's better than most. That's a nice stat. Then there's, what else is next? We took Nomads, Sauras, Spheres, Survey Drones. We described why we didn't like Survey Drones and when Coach took them. It's, the idea of holding a spot is fine, but with now with Evade, they're going to be moving off those spots, which is hilarious. And you can just run up. They do have a 4+ save, but they have no armor. You just run up and kill them, and then you have the spot.
They do. They will give you a +1 in combat.
Yes, they do add to your combat.
Or survive.
But you know, for 7 points, I'd rather just, you know, once again get... You probably can give somebody Combat Blades to give them Frenzy 1, right?
Right.
Actually, Combat Blades are cheaper, so... You know, it's one of those things. Z-Scavengers, we described why... They're only good in certain reasons to take them. Like, once again, if they're a trooper, I think I would take a lot of these. Because 6.0 VPs for a trooper would be great. But otherwise, their stats are terrible. They're worse than zombies, and zombies are troops, right? So,
yeah.
And they have scavenger, so they can hold 3 things, which, once again, 3 items, and they hold them until they're dead, and then they just collected them for the enemy. So,
they put them all in one place for you.
Yeah. And then the last thing we didn't take in the specialists is a Terraton Shock Trooper. This is a little surprising. I thought somebody would take one of these.
Yeah. I was on the quest.
Coach was going to.
Yeah.
It's cheaper than a normal Terraton. It's 10 points cheaper. It gets the Arc Launcher, which is a AP 1 range 4, and it gives a range F Frenzy Mace, which is nice. They still got Teleport. Their fights on 5, which is average, I guess. Saves on 4s, though, which is nice. They have 1 armor still. Size 2, which isn't bad. They're not bad. Like, they're, but
no.
For 10 points more, you get a real Terraton? Is that the trade-off there?
I don't know. I mean, I like these guys a lot. I just didn't take them. I usually do, though, when I play Rebs.
Yeah, they are out of the ones we didn't take, these are probably the best one. These are on the edge of being taken.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised. I'm shocked that they weren't taken.
And shocked because they're Terraton Shock Troopers?
Nice. Oh, hey-o.
Hey-o. Yeah. I agree. And they're cool looking. Turtles. And lastly, the thing we didn't take was a Reb Strider. What do you think? Reb Striders, they shoot on, they're 5.54, which isn't bad. They're like every other Strider, they're solid beast construct, armor 3, size 4. Can have hard points like everybody else. You can give many of their regular weapons now. They don't have to take, you can finally give them a Polaris cannon, which they could never take before.
Yep.
They're pretty good, but, you know. Striders are one of those things. Either you really like to take Striders or you don't. You've this army list, I guess the Terraton takes up the Strider spot, like we talked about with the Plague, the Aberration takes it up.
Right.
This one, the Terraton, kind of takes that spot. Same price, but you don't have to buy weapons for it, so it's a lot cheaper. Not as big. Not as tough, but it's one of those things. You either take Terratons or Striders. I think that would be the answer, right?
Yeah. You do that, or you know, but then again, you're gonna have to add a chainsaw, or you're gonna have to add the Polaris, or even the heavy burst laser. So, and it's also now you're going up to 4 VPs,
38 points.
Yeah. If you take the assault flamer and the chainsaw, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You're automatically adding a VP for anything except for the flamer. So.
Right. Right.
Way to fire 2 in suppression though.
For the heavy burst laser, yeah. But then again, for that price, you can take 3 Grogans.
That's true.
Ooh.
Yeah. Before the newest wave of Rebs, which I say knowing that that was years ago, but, you know, when the Craw came out and some of the others, I would see a Strider in the list more so. But you get the Sphere Lancers and the stuff. You get the APs covered. You have the Terraton for the weight. Like, everything the Strider does is kind of absorbed into the newer models, so
and you can take more of them, so that you're not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah,
I agree. I'm a Strider guy, but not necessarily for anybody, but you know, the enforcers,
right?
And that covers it. Anything else? I don't think so.
I think that's it. That's all of it.
Yeah.
Because even just for the hate, we already spit that venom. I would just, as a blanket statement, say since that precocious young child stood up at Mantic Knight at Adepticon a couple years ago and demanded Ronnie make Krebs great again, they're a whole different faction now.
Oh yeah, I think they're pretty reliable now. I like how they are the jack of all trades. They can pretty much do anything. Not great, but they're doing everything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. They're taking people from everyone.
They're so cheap, you could hoard them out, too.
Yeah, but you're only hoarding out, like, Obi-Wans. They're not the best thing. You know, they're not like you're hoarding out zombies or
even the specials, though, you know, like, they're still cheap.
Yeah.
Everything's really cheap. You know, the Grogans are cheap. The snipers are 16 points. I mean, that's crazy, you know. I mean, if you don't want to take a Teraton, you can take a mini Teraton for 20 points, you know. So.
And, yeah, Sphere Lancers for 18 are really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Well, I think all of us ended up with quite a few people in our army. I think I have 13, 14, something like
13.
That. Yeah. Those are pretty good size armies, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of guys.
Yep. Rebs, pretty solid now. I think they're one of the, because they've been worked on so much, like you said, because they were so terrible.
Right.
I think they're one of the more solid factions that really don't need any help right now.
Oh, I apologize. I actually have 14. I forgot one of my Sorax.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, you're 3 Sorax. That's right. And scene. Oh. But that's what covers it. Yeah, for the Rebs. We like them. They're fun. I think aesthetically, they're probably the best. So much selection. If you know, there's always somebody you're going to like the look of.
Yeah.
Like, I know Coach likes the Spheres. I like the Rins. Jack likes the Sorax. And you can build a whole army around all of those guys now, which is great.
Right. That's the beauty of it, too.
And whose turn is it? Who picked the Rebs? I can't remember.
Jack.
Jack, did you pick
them? Okay, I will. Thank you, Coach.
All right, wait, hold on.
Okay, yes. We have the Marauders, we have the Forge Fathers, and we have the who's the third?
GCPDS.
Yes, the Gotham Police Department.
So yeah, we have 3 left to choose from. Is it your turn then, Coach?
Is it?
Is that how we do this? I think so.
I think so. Might be, right?
So who are you choosing?
So we have the GCPDS, the Forge Fathers, and the – who else? That's
Marauders.
Marauders?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Let's go Forge Fathers.
I'm amazed you didn't choose them earlier, actually.
Yeah, well, I figured.
Trying to save the best for the near the last.
Yeah.
So there you go. We get the Forge Fathers next. Yeah. And that's for February.
The last of the fan favorites.
I like Marauders now. I think Marauders, they're not too bad. GCPS, we'll have to talk about them. That'll be a good show, I think, because we'll have a lot to say about them.
We might have to go into overtime on that one.
But, for anybody who doesn't know, Coach does Family Gamer 777, and, he still does, Third Sphere, talking about all things in the Warpath universe.
Yeah, I don't know. We're lost in the Third Sphere.
And you just did a battle report for, was it Nameless and G? No, was it GCPS? Yes, it was, wasn't it? Who was it?
Mazon.
I knew, they all look the same now. I can picture it in my head, but.
Yeah, that should be out this Friday. So if you listen to this on Wednesday, it'll be out Friday.
Cool. And we do Dead Zone the podcast, obviously. We've talked about it before, and that's what we do. And yeah. That's about it. I don't know if there's anything else to plug. Please do listen to all of our things and go to find us on Discord and Facebook and Twitter. I don't know where else we are.
Instagram.
Jack's on Grindr.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And LinkedIn. If you can find me on LinkedIn, that'd be good too.
I would not be surprised if you're on LinkedIn still.
On MySpace.
Yep.
I know the MIDI I have playing of Nickelback's How You Remind Me, and Dancing Gophers. It is hilarious.
If anybody's still advantageous, you can find Jack on AOL Messenger. That's still a thing.
I have to put the CD in every time I want to email someone.
Right.
It makes it almost impossible to use my GeoCities.
Well, if you want, you could print it up with your dot matrix printer and have everything right in front of you at all times. But you could have all the points values up there so you don't have to worry about Battlescribe.
That is true. That is true. And I'm finding it harder and harder to find that paper with the holes along the sides.
Yeah. But the best part is ripping that sides off, you know.
That's a delight.
Yes.
I like GeoCities.
That's where you tracked all your Neopets.
I like turtles.
Okay, that wraps it up. I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I'm still Coach.
And we'll be back for the Forge Fathers.
Forge Fathers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ew, that's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?